Ita ola mtswaka zomuhle Zimbabwe muhle kwazi why muri Zimbabwe ndinomkamchira imchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo the connection lelami u Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to the connection studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America studio 7 on Tuesday the 12th of November 2019, and once again Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. Namhlanje, today is Tuesday, the 12th of November, 2019. Now, mthokazo muhle, before we get down to the order of business, ngithanda ukuthatha leli thuba ukuthi ngibonge umuntu ongamile inkomo, who was here last week holding it down. He was sitting in the driver's seat. Kodwa sengibuyile, I'm back this week. Now, to order of business. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on udaba lwenkohlakalo, uwori, nyaye corruption. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of corruption and how it is affecting the nation's youth. Abantu abasakhulayo, how is corruption affecting you? Now, for those that don't know, mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle, we are in November. Now, if we go back 2 years ago, you'd understand how historical this month is. November is a very historical month for Zimbabweans all over the world. For that is the moment that the late former president Robert Mugabe was removed from power. Now, for those that don't remember, this was done for various different reasons. Now, amongst them, what the military says is they were looking to cleanse government of all, all criminal elements. Now, Lapa at that time, who was a part of the military, he is now the foreign affairs minister, Honorable S.B. Moyo, was talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo. He was talking about the issue of corruption. But before we delve deeper, let's go back to 2017. Let me refresh your memory a little bit. Let's go back to that moment whereby Honorable S.B. Moyo, Sibusiso Moyo, who is now the Minister of Foreign Affairs, announced that the military was taking over and they were cleaning house Zimbabwe muhle. They were cleaning government of all corrupt officials. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice.
We are only targeting criminals around him in order to bring them to justice. Lapa Honorable S.B. Moyo, he's now the Foreign Affairs Minister, was talking about abantu who are committing a crime here. He was specifically focusing on udaba lwenkohlakalo, nyaye uhori. So Zimbabwe Muhle, as mentioned earlier, on that moment that we just viewed for our radio listeners, that moment that you just listened to, was followed by President Emmerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa taking over the reins of the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe in 2017. It is during this time that uMongameli Emmerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa vowed, wathembisa uZulu ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo uwori, and hulumende yangu is going to deal with it. But the big question we have tonight is his government doing so? I'm also looking to hear from you, abantu abasakhulayo, vechidiki veZimbabwe, kuti how is corruption affecting you? Especially nxa sesixoxisana ngodaba patechikurukura nenyaya ye mira akaita upfumi hwenyika. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to join us tonight, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lakonjalo ukungixhuma, calling me live on air on +12026192077. Ngiyaphinda njalo, +12024650318 WhatsApp. Lakonjalo ukunifonela live on air on +12026192077. For all radio listeners, Mthokazi Omuhle Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930 13860 lagu 15460 kilohertz. Kodwa on the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com. So zilugandaba ngena nikuhlelo phinda imchirongwa. Join in on the conversation. You're tuned in to The Connection, and I'm your host, Big Mike.
Hey ta, hey ta, hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned in to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE 3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter, Lagu Instagram. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to chat with me, Lako Gumkuma, live go Instagram, njalo go Twitter after the next hour. Go to for the next hour on Mthokazi Omuhle Zimbabwe Muhle. We're right here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, njalo go VOA Shona. Sakana msakanganwe, kushare chirongwa, kuitra kuchuone ne uwanduwe nyu, kana mshida upinda mchirongwa, nyurai manamba, toku fone rai. Uyeshe, msakanganwe, linga kohlu ipela Mthokazi Omuhle ukubhala imibono yenu. I'll be reading it live on air. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, you are tuned into The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Namhla kuhlelo, si xoxa ngodaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo wori ndiyathukukurukura. But I have my first guest joining me live on Skype. Ulapha kwele Melika, umnumzana uKelvin Manduna. He's a political analyst njalo. Sakulayo, he's studying here in America. Kelvin, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo putunyana.
Thanks, Mike. Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Welcome to the program, mate.
Thank you.
So nantu dabo lukhona egudwini buti, the issue of corruption elizweni. Lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa took over the reins, this is basically 2 years ago in 2017. He said ukuthi into yakhe yokuqala, he's one of the things he's looking to deal with is udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo wori. Well, my first question to you is, do you think he's done that? Do you think he's taken the steps towards dealing with that?
I think the simple answer is no. I think it was always going to be fanciful for Zimbabweans to expect that those who are themselves the origins of corruption in Zimbabwe to investigate and arrest and prosecute themselves. We have heard complaints of corruption from even the judiciary. The Chief Justice has complained of corruption within the courts themselves. And I think one of the troubling things Mnangagwa did to appoint the wife of S.B. Moyo to ZAC is such a blatant conflict of interest. But it showed to us the lack of seriousness with dealing with corruption. And we have seen several ministers arrested, Parrenyatwa, Mupumira, and released a few days or a few weeks later without really any charges sticking. I think that sums up the approach to corruption.
Kodwa, like you said, we've seen AMA ministers being arrested. This is something that was new. Never happened during isikhathi sika wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Do you not think ukuthi that's an act of good faith? Uyatshengisa uZulu ngempela ukuthi hayi yena njengomongameli he means business.
No, it does not. Even the appointment within cabinet of poster boys for corruption like Joram Gumbo, whose deal at Zim Airways is still being investigated and causing problems. These are the people who were appointed to Mnangagwa's cabinet. That is already showed a problematic intent. The appointment of the prosecutor general, if you recall, who came number six, according to the interviews, But how did this chap who came number six become appointed the prosecutor general? So even in the prosecuting authorities is signs of corruption. The release shows that we just arrest and investigate later. It's a shoddy investigation. We have seen so many cases, Kasukwere's case, the border jumping, etc., all these things. The investigation is so shoddy that even the courts themselves have no option but to release these individuals. So there's no seriousness.
Now, Kelvin, as you talk about abantu abasakhulayo elizweni, how is this corruption affecting the youth of the nation?
Oh, it affects them in so many ways. Each time an individual corruptly removes resources from the system, those are resources that could have otherwise been used in means that ways that could benefit our youth, whether it's in job creation, in infrastructure, in areas like education, healthcare. Right now, we see some of our young people are in the universities. Some are the very same junior doctors. Those are among our youth who are crying over compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the corruption, government says it doesn't have resources. Why? Because a lot of resources have been stolen or misused. I think we must also note corruption is not just a blatant theft, but also a misuse of resources. I also put that under the banner of corruption. Mm-hmm. So we can't pay our young doctors. We can't look after our kids in universities. We can't give funds for youngsters that want to try new business ventures, because I think in this economy, indoda iyazibonela, and you have to try to be entrepreneurial. So we can't support all those initiatives, but because resources get the few resources we have are stolen. In a country like ours with very limited resources, we can't afford even for a dollar to be stolen. That is the truth of the matter.
All right, Kelvin, what are you going to do? I'm going to talk to you and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Kelvin Manduna. He is a political analyst in Jalo Ong Sakulayo. He's studying here in the United States of America. Ongenayo kuhlelo ecingweni live ariparunare ariko Zimbabwe oko Mabuto Moyo. He is part of the ZANU PF Youth Executive. Mabuto, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Welcome to our program, Putunjan.
Ngiyabonga futhi. Sawubona ndala le.
Mabuto, nantu tabulu kone kutwini. Today in our program, we're focusing on corruption. Not so long ago, siboneni nanjenga bantabasa kulayo, who are part of ZANU PF, you seemed to be going hard on the issue of corruption. How big of an issue is this when we're talking about Zimbabwe as a nation?
Yeah, well, no one can deny that corruption is a big issue, and you know, it has affected our economy. And we've lost a lot of, you know, national resources to the plague of corruption. So to manjena wata, sasa la pandi, sabonu uti, sinasala situle, ufaye, uja kuli, ufafaye, umbifafaye, avanti vetu. So, you know, issue to a church of every Zimbabwean, you know, with the support, the umkangaso lo, owula le corruption, ilike leke le mesindereke. So I, it's a big issue.
Now, Mabuto, on the line, on Skype, joining us, Kelvin Manduna, he's a political analyst. Yeah, now he seems to narrow the fact that he firmly believes uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards dealing with the issue of corruption. What would you have to say about that?
Well, you know, if time you want to talk about an issue, I think you have to put it in a perspective of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And the only comparison that I can use in the Zimbabwean context is to compare the current government and the government of Robert Mugabe. Yes, corruption is not new in Zimbabwe. You get a lot of scandal for Bulawayo, where not even a single arrest was happening. You know, it was something I told you, Kulun and the Pelemo and Wumelam police or settlement on Hagas Telsi. But Wulu Kulun and the first like I said, first one, you know, a creeper he bought a Kaizak, which is a constitutionally recognized body, but anti corruption commission, a Ipa Amanda, Ogu, and in Amon Sego, you know, Gulama processes, Zimbabwe is not a banana republic. Even to the constitution, even when I am a court, you have to decide the effect of your mood. You know, the government is still remained, is not serious. No, Ukulumende is done his part. He has constituted in that. Is that the medical province? Over the Galema court, the Pilman, the Gasella Sand, over Mangena, the Emma court, the Savanga vote, Lava, Pilify, Abazin, and the democracy. You know, I said to Mela President, to the same generation. So, Tennessee is united with Amma courted and the influence of, you know, a Yazina, any person. Ungabi le-corruption futhi yibo bona kuyibomele bekhangela ama-cases e-corruption. Ukhulumende kule hayi kumele siyikhiphe kasekho lapho because yena wafaka izinto ezenzisa abantu bebotshwe okusemakhothi ukuthi ebonte abantu abakhonvictwa kuphela. I don't think it's a fair criticism because the government is not serious.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa Mabutho, ngicela ubambe wathi ngikubambe kancane umlomo and then I'll come back to you, ngithathe umlaleli yangithi.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushle, that was Mabutho Moyo. He's a part of the ZANU PF Youth League Executive. Kodwa ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli oqala ongenayo kuhlelo Khola Khola Mthereri ndinomgamtshira imtshirongo tshelu tshebe tshidiki ari parinare okhona ecingweni ngubani?
Hello.
Yebo Khola, zviri kufamba here?
Zviri sengoma mike.
Mushe mushe ari parinare ndiani?
Mukoma Patson kuZimbabwe.
Mukoma Patson vari kutifonera vari kuZimbabwe. Kurisa iko kuZimbabwe
ngo. Zimbabwe National Central.
Ndat kurisa iko kuMashonaland National Central ko.
Mount Owen.
Nyaya iri mumugango mukoma nhasi tiri kutaura nezvenyaya yehuori. Muri kunzwa pane vachidiki vari pachirongwa vese vari kubvuma vari kuti nyaya yehuori ndiyo inenge iri kushusha patokurukura nezvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Wechidiki weZANU PF ari kuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi asi pane umwe wevechidiki aripo vaKeldin Maduda vari kuti aiwa hurumende hapana zvairi kuita. Tipeiwo maonerei.
Hurumende iripo hapana zvairi kuita panyaya yehuori nekuti kana tichitarisa munhu akabadhora nhasi mapurisa anoswereta dishi nembwa nembwa kutsvaga munhu iyeye. Munhu wakaita seaunza akwanise kusungwa nepurisa anoumbirwa komisheni chinhu chavo chokungogadzira chekuda kutongana muchirima. Hatina munhu atasungwa nhasi anonzi akaita huori anongoramba chinzi abhisiswa mberi abhisiswa mberi ko ari kupomerwa mhosva yekupika ma2 years 24 months abadhora ano10 dollars akaita sei iyo vachite vanhu ava vane corruption avo vanosungwa nepurisi vanofanira kuumbirwa komisheni. Nyoro polisi kavatende naye haina basa riri kuita.
Zvino
ndozvinoreva kuti huora hufe wakapera nechikonzero chekuti iyo vari kuita zvokutongofarudza vanhu. Zvakafanira vapoti vakafarudza mukadzi wasubuso muri danzi ndiye katongamire korasini yehuori. Murume akaaya nehuori akambobuda akaita huori. Anosungwa here tongozi kuti aita huori. Amai mupfupi vakambosungwa tongozi kuti aita huori. Asi vaite vachienda kukotikira vachidhivani kwakachena kuti munhu akasagara chitokisi. Saka zvindu zvokungoitisana zvokutongamisa muchirino. Kuzvisazviziva hakuna huori huri kuvisa. Kana vaida kuvisa huori ngavati vanhu vanecorruption ngavasunge nepolisi tozviva kuti vatanga basa kwete kuti vatata hanzi kuti aumba commission yeanticorruption. Kana vaida kupedza huori ngavasunge nemapurisa ndovanofunga vanofunga vanhu.
Asi
tichitarisakuti anticorruption commission inobi ofunga mbasa ndavadzofunga nevanhu kadzofunga nemapurisa mapurisa ndivano dzavasungira ndambasa kufunga zvida kuoreaapiwa mutongo wazo ipapo ipapo kwete kuti azvizozvizinda mukomishoni ichimboikwaya tozodai tozodai makore mangani mazita mnanyano anonzi aba ngi 20 dollars nhasi mangwana achisunga achida kukota ikapiwa mutongo wake achida kujeri iwo yavanonozi aramba chiika chichikuikwaya zvizikananzi munhu akaba kuti bata kumeso ngare dzekutorijairira govhanera kutorijairira nguva yareba chitinyepe komishoni huora usunga idaro hanitanyatsoziva zvangu kuti pane imwe nyika inonzisikwa hanitanyatsoziva ina president kupinda vaye munyewana akasikosvika kuti mabhodha isengaavhava mbavha dzisengadzisunga ndozvataitarisesa munarauga achasikoita
aiwaiyo
zvangu ari mbavha.
Mukoma Patsona, takunzwai zvakanaka. Pane umwe muteereri ada kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekwanhaisinhasi. Right, Zimbabwe omuhle, that was umnumzana uPatson. What it seemed to highlight uti hai yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona hai when they're talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo udaba nyaya yehuori hanza I have no faith hurumende iripo is not doing much. Asizone ukuthi umunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo uthini, ongenayo kuhlelo khola khola mthereri okhona kuhlelo okhona icingweni ngubani?
Hello Magadi.
Tripo Magadi enyu baba.
Tivinani.
Eh ariphari nare ndiyani?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ani?
Ndonga.
Eh vandonga zviri kufamba eh?
Mushe zviri sei?
Ah mushe mushe tiri kufara kuva nemi nhasi pachirongwa chipinda ikamotudza omaondrenyi.
Ah, nyaya corruption iyaipiri.
Hinda.
Magari chikodzero chekuti hurumende iripo idho yakatanga necorruption, saka kuti ipedze corruption zvinoti netsei.
Asi vandonga pamutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa pavakatora vatomu muna 2017 vakati aiwa zvechokwadi tichazvipedza zvese nyaya iyo uori ichapera. Zvino tikuona maministers nawo akutoita zvekusungwa.
Chinoitika ndechekuti ivo ndo vanotyisa bhodhi racho rokubata corruption, saka zviri chitika kuti panofanira kunga nebhodhi riri independent rekuti ringe richibata vanhu vane corruption. Saka bhodhi kana zilong richibva kwavari hapana chinobatika. Saka panofanira kunga nezvinhu zviri independent kuitira kuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo. Haungatori shamwari yako yawaiba nayo kuti chibata mbavha dzavaimbobva nadzo, saka zviri difficult kuti zvinge zvichipera. Inyaya yekungobatana kumeso kuti zvinge zvinenge zviri kuita zvirinani, but hapana shandi inenge ichiitika.
Tichitarisa nyaya yehuori uyezve vechidiki munyika, mungati nyaya yehuori iri kuvashungurudza here?
Nyaya yehuori ndo iri kushungurudza zvakanyanyisa kudarika zvavanotaura semasankini.
Hinda.
Because huori kana vanhu vachitora mari yenyika vachisa mumumao, otherwise inenge ichitorwa nevanhu vashumashuma dhiresti vachisafa. Saka zvinhu zvinoafekta vanhu vakanyanyisa izvozvo. Imari inofanira kunge ichibatsira nyika, kunyange kueducation system, kunyange yemafamini yakaitwa naamugabe. Mari yekuti inofanira kunge ichienda ikoko ichibatsirawo ichidzidzisawo education, kuti kurima kwavo kunge kunoendera pamberi. Zvino vanongoramba vachingopiwa mari gore negore gore negore murima nerudzi asina product.
Asi vandonga vechidiki, pane umwe wechidiki webato rezanupf aripo parunhare apo, navo vari kuti navowo vechidiki vebato rezanupf vari kubvuma kuti nyaya yeuori yanetsa, asi vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matamhno ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. A couple of months ago takaona vechidiki vebato rezanupf navo vachinyatsodoma mazita vachiti nhingi ndiye ari kuita uori, nhingi ndiye ari kuita uori, uyezve vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo sezvo vaakuziva kuti ndivanani vari kuva mari, ndivanani vari kuita nyaya yeuori, vachasungwa nyaya yacho ichagadziriswa. Hamubvumirani navamabuto mwoyo here?
Handibvumirani navo because vechidiki vavatori neproblem. Zvakafanana kune mawetlands malands ari mumataundi, vanofamba vachipanana vachipima nenhano vachipanana mastenzi yavo, zvinoto stenzi yaa nebepa yaakutotengeswa nemari yakati wandi zvichibva kune vechidiki vavezanupiefu. Saka tinonyatsoti kensa yecorruption iri kutouya futi kune vechidiki vavo. Pakaitika chinhu chingapiwa kana kuti mungava muvillage, ivo ndo vanomiramira vachitora futi zvinhu zvinhu vachitengesa. Saka its very difficult kuti ite ipere corruption iyo.
Haiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vanhu.
Kunyange kumapurisa acho anonzi anofanira kunge achi pari mumambotaura zvekuti anzi mapurisa anofanira kunge achisunga vanhu. Mapurisa atova dhoza tova mbavha hombe dzese.
Orait, saka zvino nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei vandonga?
Mati?
Ndati nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei?
Panoda independent board inosunga vanhu vecorruption. Isingabve munyika yedu yeZimbabwe, inobva mumaregion akasiyana-siyana, ingava sadhaki international, vouya vonyatsoita mainvestigation akanyatsozara muse musha. Tinoona corruption iyo ichipera uye vanhu vachisungwa, zvinobva zvatopera kuti wa kwete kuti independence inochuzwa nemunhu ari corrupt kuti anzozozibatira mbavha dzangu dzezizi zeri jishwa kungobatana kumeso chii.
Haiwa takunzwa ivandonga. Pane vamwewo vatero vada kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nesu nhasi.
Zvakanaka. Vamugabe havana kuba vega, vakabawo nezvikwata zvavo, saka zvinoti ndetsi.
Haiwa takunzwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda. Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Umnumzana Undonga. Yena ungenelo kuhlelo wathi hayi, ukhanya ngani he's agreeing with the caller that came in first. Wathi uhulumende okhona, hayi, ubona ngani he's not doing much. Kodwa asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu. Kukhasi lethu le VOA indebele abantu bakhona ngempela kulo mazogwo. Uthi litshona njani msakazi? Hayi, mina ngiyaphila, wena unjani? Umathema uthi litshona njani Studio 7? Hayi, siphilile, siphilile, wena unjani? UJerry Ndlovu uthi uma befuna ukuqeda inkohlakalo abaqale ngaye uMnangagwa. Hayi, uthi uMnangagwa yena, hayi uNdlovu ubona ngani umbungameli Emmerson Mnangagwa should be the first to go. Asizweni ukuthi uMabutho yena uthini. Mabutho ukhona ecingweni futhi Moyo ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo, ngikhona baba.
So you can hear the callers are coming in. How do you fix an issue when the citizens firmly believe that the government at hand is not doing much to fix the issue?
Well, you know, there is nothing much that you can do, you know, and it's not possible to satisfy everyone. It's not, and it's not everyone who will be as optimistic as you are with regard to certain issues. You are bound to differ here and there. But okukhathazekileyo but ukuthi abantu nxa bekhuluma ama-issues abakhulume ngento abaleqiniso lapho. Amvumelani nesikhulumile esithe ama-youth ezanu-P F athatha amasitendi. Yikho ngithile ekuqaliseni ngikhuluma ukuthi abantu kumele befunde ukwehlukanisa umbuso obukhona izolo lo mbuso osukhona khathesi. That facility eyayisenziwa abosevyakasukwere whereby wawu-create ama-land barons is no longer there. The Ministry of Local Government has closed that. So ukuthi kuthiwe abatsha bezanu-P F are part of corruption, I want to dispute that and dispute it with the strongest terms. Kasi discuss ama-issues asidiscuse ngento esinjani esizaziyo. Njengoba ngithile, you know, kunzima vela ngekusuthise wonke umuntu. But thina njengogatsha labatsha kuzanu-P F are very optimistic. We have engaged the president, samtshela izikhalazo esinazo ngendaba ye-corruption and we promised ukuthi hayi wonke sokuhamba ngendlela uhulumende sefakile izinqumo. It's now up to the arresting power, those with the arresting powers and the courts to decide the fate of the people.
Now, Mabutho, I was doing a little research on the correlation between unemployment in Zimbabwe and corruption. It seems as though unemployment is one thing that seems to be pushing indaba yenkohlakalo elizweni. So now that unemployment is not being fixed, how do you go about curbing the issue of corruption? Because a lot of young people are willing to do next to anything for a quick buck.
I wouldn't say unemployment is not being addressed. It is being addressed, but like I said, everything takes time. If you look at our strategy document, the TFP, that Nkulumo launched a year ago, it's very clear that we are going to have a period of austerity. From there, there will come productivity and job creation. So I think, you know, even in our own isithethe esinambi sengoma asisithuthe umuntu esathatha ukuthi amagatara. Izanu PF isithiwe a 5-year mandate and we are left with just about 4 years ngokuthi konke khonokho kunjani kufulfile. So I think it's a process that abantu kumele bebekezele. Ukubeka clear, abantu abafunda ukubala amaphephandaba be-scrutinize ama-issues. Siyakwazi ukuthi imisebenzi iyafunakala njalo sathembisa umanifesto imisebenzi izaba khona. But siyathembisa uba mthula ukuthi as from January 2020 because of the SLS Kanyela. Let's talk about it this time next year. Now maybe the one job create then make the conversation change, you know, change. But for now people need to be patient.
Hayi, ngiyawuthi ngikubamba umlomo size ukuthi uManduna yena what is he have to say. Manduna usakhona yini but? Kelvin Manduna.
Yes, ngikhona. Uyangizwa?
Yes, I can hear you clearly now. You heard everything that seems to have transpired. One thing that seems to be highlighted amongst the callers that come in is that they seem to believe ukuthi uhulumende, they seem to be in agreement with you that uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards curbing. Kodwa yena uMabutho is he's standing by his position uthi give it some time. Come this time next year, uhulumende okhona would have done izimanga into yokuqala. And secondly, he feels as though bona njengabantu abasakhulayo abebandlela ezanu-P F, they're taking the stance. They're making sure ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo is addressed elizweni. Wena uthini?
I think uMabutho is living in a parallel universe and he must learn from history. uMnangagwa has promised before very lofty promises. Ama mega deals, which we are yet to see anything transpire. And I believe previously people in ZANU-PF promised jobs, only to come out later and start making ridiculous statements about, no, we're saying create your own jobs, etc. So if I were him, I'd be very careful about saying, let's see next year. His party is well known for not delivering on economic issues and development and corruption. But I would like to ask him, ZANU-PF youth came out with a list. I don't know what was the motive behind that list, whether it was settling political scores or if they were genuine, I don't know. But can he tell us, out of those people who were fingered by the ZANU-PF youth, who has been arrested, who has been investigated? We have seen Obed Mpofu coming to Parliament very contemptuous to show that some people know that they are immune from any sort of prosecution investigation. I don't believe Zimbabwe needs even to have a structure like ZAC. As one of your callers has said, if the police were capacitated, they have many divisions within the police, CID, what, to investigate crime and corruption. But they are not capacitated. So even ZAC itself, as we said, the head of ZAC is compromised. The institution itself lacks prosecutorial powers and so on. They are in no position to fight corruption in Zimbabwe. My last point, from what the callers have explained to you, our great fear is now that corruption is now in every aspect of life in Zimbabwe. And this is what our young people are now seeing as acceptable. Our young people, when you go to Zimbabwe, will tell you, "Kuzvikushanda, hazvibhadhari mudhara." It's better you hustle and you're into deals, willing and dealing, and illegality. This is what they see makes other people successful. I wonder how many of our chefs have been subjected to a lifestyle audit if we are serious about corruption, and how many would pass such a lifestyle audit. And I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Mabuto, do you want to respond to this, Buti? Mabuto Moy. Yes, go ahead and respond.
Yes, Nyamuzo.
Yes, Nyamuzo put.
Yes, Nyamuzo put. Lapu kuluma ni list ya chichai yipli. You know, put it. Now we did what we felt needed to be done from the political side. You know, it's not up to us now to go and push Isaac to say that who are running another gambot. If you follow news and if you follow issues, which Justice Matanda Moyo is actually present, let it clear that we got about 30. She said she had about 38 cases so far that have been reported, of which 10 of those are high profile. And the only high profile case that has been tried so far, I think, is a Pritam Fumira, who was on that judicial list, by the way. So it's not up to us now to go and push these accusations and things out. There is an interfere, you know, like a constitutional body. Yes, you are saying when you don't believe that has the capacity, but that is a constitutional body. That was put in the Zimbabwean Constitution in 2013. You know, it's not something that we can remove over a cell phone call with radio. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You get on our Constitution. So as long as the Constitution can have the same with the Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm. I what's he, my daughter, let me hold you there for 1 second. In Tatumla Lili, I have a caller who's joining us, and then I'll come back to you two gentlemen. Caller, I'm Tereri, Ongenayo, Arpar Narindiani, Mbano Konekumen. Tereri, caller, hello.
Hello.
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Yeah, well,
I'm right. I was right, Mundiana Arpar Narapo.
Yeah, and Richard.
Mkoma Richard, murikufondera murikupiko?
Ndiri ku South Africa kuDurban.
Aha, kuDurban uko eThekwini. Aiwa tinomugamuchira mutirongwa mkoma Richard, tipe wo maundirenyi.
Yeah, tirongwa chenyu ndochinzwa chiri kufamba zvakanaka chaizvo.
Tinotenda.
Simanje panyaya huwo remanje muZimbabwe hausi wakapera kunyanya fanika yezvinezvi takupinda muDecember so. Mapurisa.
Richard, mabvamatara zviri nyore. Indakambogara kuSouth Africa, nyaya huwo rinonetsa nayo ukoko. Saka musiyano uripo ndeupi pakati pekugara kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe?
Musiyano uripo kuno kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe hakuno kwakatonaka, nekuti kana pari paroadblock chaizvo mapurisa anobata motikari 1 dzimwe dzese dzinenge dzichipfuura muchitenda kubasa. Manje kuZimbabwe dzinoita 9 1 by 1 munhu achibvunzwa license, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi kubasa, usati kurudzi kusvika kubasa. right tiri kubakuno ku South Africa tinosvika pa border.
Mhm.
Tishikuti budi ipa border tinosvika pa motor mapurisa ipa pakuno kubvunza ima matsamba ese emotikari ipa pomo aratidza tishikuti fambei within a kilometer. Makutobvunza ma passport iyo uri mwana we Zimbabwe handizvi kuti zvinotaura kuti chii tiri mu Zimbabwe.
Mhm.
Zvinongotaura kuti chii ndi mwana we Zimbabwe ndobvunza passport.
Mhm.
Jona iti ndiri kubva futi kuZimbabwe ndiri kuuya kuno kuSouth Africa kubasa ndakakwira ndemotikari yangu inodzivizwa kana uri nemwana kana uri nechinozi mapassport nekuti mune number plate 3 muno muZimbabwe.
Right, ndati ipapo
panotirwadza.
Awa.
Ndamu muZimbabwe wacho motikari yeinongova pane kuSouth Africa inongobatwa nonga zvimura inongotaura kuti kwazvizvo dzokuda matsamba emotikari uri kutengawo simende ruda kuwaka zvinodhadhisi kuda kuti upenyu tishandise motikari yekusouth africa munyika yedu ndiri munhu wezimbabwe kainini ndakaenda kubasa ndokaone motikari ndakuzadhisi kuda motikari iyoyo nokuti ungoita basa muno muzimbabwe chii manje takuitika munyika yedu manje takubatwa tenhafu kashaidhi munyika.
Right, mukoma Richard tichitarisa nyaya yeuori uyezve vechidiki muZimbabwe. Tambonzwa vaKelvin Manduna umwewo guest wangu ari pachirongwa vachiti nyaya iori ndiyo inenge yatoshungurudza vechidiki vazhinji munyika. Muno mune maondo akafanana here?
Uori ndo wakatovisa zvakanyanya nokuti isu tobva kuno kuSouth Africa tinototengesawo makabhi chatisiri mumakambani. Asi tikangatasvika kuZimbabwe unotodza mapurisa achiti ndizvo kusina mai yakuendwi saka motodhiza motosiyawo kamari pano.
Kusina
mai yakuendwi tikufawa nenzara muno saka mototipawo. Orait, watotorwa tiaiti yako yemotikari obva ndigara yako kusvika mwadzisa mari. Varume. Ndizvo here zvaitwa munyika kuti kana hatotoenda kukoti unobva wagara 2 hours 3 hours wakumira kuenda kukoti kubhedera zvenza oraiti chienda iye asi usazoita mazotipawo nokuti tinofane nzara. Right, hurumende inozviziva here izvozvo kuti mune nzara zvikanza inotozviziva kuti tine nzara asi tatinawo zviri kuiti hanzi mbudzi inodyira payakasungirwa saka takasungirwa pano parodhi totozvivawo pamuripo. Akoma ndiri kusvupikawo kudai
aiwa
usiyano wacho ndinoona inini.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Richard, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa nekuva nesinasi.
Aiwa ndinotenda hangu ava.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle, that was mnumzana Richard, yena he lives kwele South Africa. Ngimbuzira ngempela ngathi Richard mina ngike ngaphila kwele South Africa ngempela. Udaba lwenkohlakalo i-corruption is not specific to Zimbabwe, even kwele South Africa udaba lwenkohlakalo lukhona. Yena wathi hayi kulomehluko omkhulu ngempela. Uphinde wangichazisela wathi yena he you know he has times whereby he goes back eZimbabwe abanjonge amaphoyisa bona bathi beku roadblock bathi hayi ngicela ufake imali ngoba lathi silambile. Nithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini? Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ukungithumezela umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318 lakho njalo ukungifonela live ecingweni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. So I have my other guest kodwa ngika ngahambi ku Mnumzana u Godfrey Kurawone. Let me go back to Mnumzana uManduna so that siqede la ye and then we'll go to u Godfrey Kurawone. Va Manduna muri popa rina rere muchiripo here? Va Manduna, Kelvin Manduna, Mr. Manduna usakhona ehlelweni na?
Yeah, ngikhona ngiyakuzwa.
All right, right. Sesi lo munyu umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo so wathi ngiqede lawe bese ngithatha omunye umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo. So let's wrap this up. We're talking about corruption and the youth of Zimbabwe. How do we fix this issue to ensure that the future generations stand to gain something from what Zimbabwe has to offer?
Well, I'll say two things, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind the listening audience that when Mugabe was removed, we were told by SP Moyo that they were targeting the criminals around him.
That is correct.
Up to today, we don't know who these criminals are, and none of them have been prosecuted. Where are they? Who are they? This is what we are asking, because that was the basis of the new dispensation. The corruption creates a lot of reputational damage for this country.
Mm-hmm.
The very investors that we say we are targeting and we are open for business, if you look at all external reports on Zimbabwe's economy, whether it's Transparency International, how we are reported about in Bloomberg and all these international media, we have a reputation for corruption and a corrupt business environment.
Mm-hmm.
This scares away investors that could come and create jobs for Zimbabweans and for our youth. The way we will deal with this thing is if the government of Edi Mnangagwa could be serious about fighting corruption and genuine. You mentioned South Africa, where we see how hard the government there fought to try and bring former President Zuma to account, and how they are still reeling from the effects of state capture. I'm told it could cost as much as 9% of GDP for them in terms of corruption and state capture. I don't know what it costs us in Zimbabwe. Maybe I see some reports saying 1 billion a year. I think it's far much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we fight corruption is if we are serious politically. But unfortunately, I have to be honest with you, I don't see that will from ZANU-PF. The president himself has reputational issues. We hear all the time in parliament, in the public accounts committee with BT and them, finger pointing and the auditor's report talking about Sakunda and command and corruption in that regard. Yet these individuals seem to have very close proximity to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So we then wonder as the public, if these individuals are so close to him, and they are being fingered repeatedly as some of the captains of corruption and the parallel market and misuse of treasury bills and so on, how then can we say we are serious about fighting corruption? So I don't have much hope. I'm sorry to say I could tell you a long list of what we should do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have any hope at all that the political will to fight corruption exists in Zimbabwe under the present government.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Manduna, thank you so much. Ngoba lati kuhlelo, thank you so much. And I look forward to having you again soon, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Kelvin Manduna. He's a young guy, like I mentioned. He's studying lapha kwelemelika. Ube lati kuhlelo, uyingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, political analyst. Now let's move over to my other guest, ongenayo kuhlelo, ongisakhulayo, owebandla eliphikisayo, umnumzana Godfrey Kuraone. Va Kuraone, ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa zviri kufambela. Mkoma Godfrey, musiku wika zvakanaka. Ya, ndikuona kunge network iri kunetsa. Muchiripo parinare. Perfect, perfect. Maku wika zvakanaka. Aiwa, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa mukoma zviri kufamba here? Mabva matopinda chirongwa chitopisa mukoma. Vanhu vari kupinda muchirongwa. Tiri kukurukura nyaya yezveuori munyika. Parunare tina vamabuto moyo umwe wechidiki webato rezanu-PF. Ivo vari kuti hurumende iripo zvechokwadi, vari kutora matanho kugadzirisa nyaya yeuori. Parunare tatina vaKelvin Manduna, avo political analyst, umwe wechidiki chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe ari kugara kuno kuAmerica. Iye ati aiwa anenge ari kubvumirana nevateereri vazhinji vari kupinda muchirongwa. Ari kuti nemaondo avo hurumende iripo haisi kutora matanho ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Tiudzeiwo maondo renyu sevechidiki vebato reMDC.
Mukoma Mike, regai nditi ZANU-PF hari sista remunhu. ZANU-PF hasi an individual, but it's a system. It's an institution, a system yayo. And that system has been living for a long time. And that system is still existing. We only change the head, but the system is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So why I'm saying so, we shall not go to what the corruption is in power. Back to the Kumbaya Kangai issue, Gen B, back to Bright Matoga, Kuzuko, and a lot of people were involved in corrupt activities long back ago. None of them was arrested. And none of them has been convicted. And none of them akambopokana mutongo kuti onewa kuti apwa mutongo kuti aita aita corruption. So it is to me for ZANU-PF people to come to us and say they are trying to fight corruption, then the country is a joke. And look at what has been happening, Mashuro. Vanachivayo, vachitora mari, dzekunogadzira masora systems, asinamboonekwa. And they are still working freely. And nothing is happening. And to me, Zaki is useless. It's a toothless, barking toothless dog, which is only there maybe to sanitize corruption into the ZANU-PF. Look here. It is to me not that Zaki is just a spider web, where the small insects get caught and the big ones just pass freely. From there, there are a lot of accusations that are being labeled against the big guys in ZANU-PF, the likes of an operating Mpofu, the likes of even the natural guy. So whatever happens, pass up. At the end, it will point to a certain big guy in ZANU-PF. And at the end of the day, nothing is going to be done just because no person is able to point there to a ZANU-PF guy who is at the top there. So to me, to say ZANU-PF is fighting corruption, no, I think it's just an insult to the Zimbabweans because they are doing extremely nothing.
Zvino tichitarisa imi vechidiki varugara munyika ndiudzeiwo mukoma, how is corruption affecting imi sevechidiki munyika? Manduna talked about resources that should be used for employment and so forth and so forth. Asi iye Mabutso ati aiwa hamungati nyaya yeunemployment haisi kugadziriswa nekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese izvi.
Tarisai zvikuitika mukoma mai. The corruption which is happening in this country is just to benefit the top guys in ZANU-PF. And they are accumulating wealth. I'm sorry, pay wealth. And they are grabbing each and every opportunity. So at the end of the day, it reduces or limits Mukana or Shidiki. Because all the space it has been occupied by the big guys in ZANU-PF, by the big guys in government, and by the elite. So the young people are not one Mukana, have not space, have an opportunity to showcase or even to empower themselves. So that corruption, it affects the young people negatively. And the impact, they are not all on the ground. They are now attending drugs, they are now attending criminal activities, because they have nothing to do. Their space has been stolen. I was saying because of corruption in the economic. So that it affects the young people. Kunyanya, and I was Iwakura, they are not affected because they've lived their life and there's nothing to build in their future. But the young people, they are going to say. So to me, I think the young people are affected mostly.
Hai, vakurawo nerega ndikubata imiromo tinzoti Mabutso anoti Mabutso ncela umpendule.
Yebo, hai nyamuzwa umfowethu yakhuluma lapha. Evumelana naye khona ukuthi njengoba ngizivela mekanseni ikorathi le yasima zathina njengabantu isasa yethu, you know, era eroded. Most of what we are talking about, well, most of it is the political, but ngicela ukuthi ngimkhumbuze ukuthi zakhe ekhuluma ngayo sibumba iconstitution. You know, between 2011 and 2013, Izak was a provision. Eletwa, Livanda and Alele Atenu Velayilo, they are the ones who actually signed off who is going to appoint this body and what will be its powers. Nyamangala Katesla, the city is a useless body. We cannot do the Vasilis other than the Kosha. As much as they can call it useless, the Naizonda Vanaitana, it's constitutional until the parliament sits down and peels it off. They don't know the seven of them. Mina ukuthi I'm a realist, angithandi ukukhuluma ngento ezingeke siyishintshe at the expense of izinto esingazishintsha ngingasibonisayo. So ngithi nje ngimkhumbuze nje umfowethu ukuthi hhayi izak ayiso productive ZANU-PF, ayilethanga iZANU-PF. Iku-constitution yelizwe abayisayina off nabo njenge-MDC. So I think it's important ukuthi ungabe criticise izinto abazicriticise befazi i-background yalapho ezivela khona.
Hai, woti mumbambo mlomo ngithatha umlaleli ayiende nemthereri wangu ari parunhare. Kola kola mthereri, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa, mapinda kamuchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Kola kola mthereri, pane mthereri ari parunhare, ukone yes. Aiwa, tiri right, mbani ukone cingweni.
Hai, tinofara.
Ari parunhare ndiani?
Muritora naMeti.
Nani?
Na Matthew Botswana.
Tumelang Matthew kaitate.
Tumela everything.
Ke sharp morana. Bua lenna ntate, tudzeo maondre ni kubata u. Eya ntate, continue baba, tinokunzwa kuti tipe maondre.
Eh, corruption yakadzika munzi muzimbabwe zvinotorwadza pana munhu ari kufarira zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika but chinhu chakatokosha ipo paya kuti corruption ipinde ibude ndokungazani pf kuti itobva pachigaro ndopanga kupera corruption haitoperi futi but inotombotapudzika hozi corruption yabva kure tinayo iri kuuraya nyika hapana chinombofamba ipo paya iko zvino kuti taurwa nyaya dzokuti vana munangagwa vanozobisa corruption vaona kuti homwe dzavo dzazara dzichapachukira harigaiti mbodza mukuvhara but hazvivhariki ma saka hei zvinorwadza zvinokui zviri kuitwa muzimbabwe
zvino tichitarisa nyaya yekuti munhu wese apinda pachirongwa kusanganisira vamabutso mwoyo vebato rezanu pf navo vabvuma kuti aiwa nyaya yeuori iri kushungurudza vechidiki vazhinji nekuti ndicho chiri kuitira kuti maresources avepo asawanewo mukana wekubatsira vechidiki mungati nyaya iyi inofanira kugadziriswa sei
kugadziriswa kwenyaya iyo ndokutongobviswa kwezanu pf pana chimwe chinogadzirisika ipo paya bhozi corruption yakapararira nyika yese hakuna chiratamubeti corruption but zvikabiswa pazanu pf apa zvikambopiwa vamwewo votungamirira zvingaita nani
aiwa takunzwai mukoma Matthew regai nditore umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru mudzoke next week pachirongwa chedu baba
tinotendai
right zinduka ndava nongo Matthew hai namhlanje abalaleli bakhanya mangani uhulumende okhona bathi hayi abathembi ukuthi uhulumende okhona is able to fix udaba lwenkohlakalo kodwa let's hear what other caller has to say. Caller, caller mthereri ari parinare ndiyani
makasibere muri kutaura na mukoma Abel.
Mukoma Abel muri kufondera muri kupi?
Ndiri kufondera ndiri ku South Africa kumatsport
aiwa takunzwai mukoma Abel chipinda muchirongwa motiudzawo maondero enyu mukoma Abel.
Nhau yehuori iri kutiuraya zvisingaite
hinda
tikada kutarisa iye mukuru wenyika chai chaiye muamugambi vakanga vachimbotungamirira nyika vakatanga nazvo vaiita corruption dzavo vachienda kunovaka kuna namalaysia vachienda kunovaka kuna nachina vachienda kunovaka nekuno kusouth africa havana benefit yavakaita muzimbabwe vakangoti uraya asi dai vai vachibova nava vanhu vezana vachibova vachivako muzimbabwe vanhu vachiwanawo mabasa at least vanhu havaimbozvitarisisa tereki kuti vanhu havari kuba vanhu vanoba vachienda kunovaka kune dzimwe nyika kune kunana south africa
mukoma Abel
kune kunana south africa vanhu yes
right tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kushungurudzwa navo mungati hurumende iyi inofanira kutora matanho akadii ekugadzirisa nyaya
hapana matanho hurumende yakatokundikana because hurumende yakaita zaki yavo iyayaka iri nzira yekutiwo vadyisane mari dai vachimbotoro kana vanhu vachimbotoro ruzivo rwekune dzimwe nyika taisai kutoona south africa kuna mahooks vakambotoro zvimeko nemahooks ayayaka nenguva dikidiki ne 1 month ichocho munyika mune munenge manaka
one zaki iripo mukoma zaki iripo
munhu achibuda anenge asina mhosva wobuda munoona unopera uwona
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Abel tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongo
tinotenda
zuluka ndava longu Abel ovekhona ecingweni ungumlaleli okhona ngale kwele South Africa kodwa sizweni ukuthi uGodfrey vakurawone vari kuti vakurawone muripo parunareri
kumamakindiripo
manzwa zvabhotaurwawo here navamabuto moyo
right ndatakateura mukoma Mike
pindiraitini
I want to be very clear to him kuti I am not against the formation yezaki but I'm against the manner in which zaki is operating It is a noble idea kuwane zaki but had it been operating zviri partisan zaki yangada iri very effective but I'm telling you for now it has adopted the cash and release strategy nekuti vangobata munhu
Roman allegations, and tomorrow they are quiet about it. So that catch and release strategy, Al-Qaeda, to me, it has proved that Zaki is useless, except that it was a Maria state for nothing. But I'm not against its formation. But the challenge is the way it is operating. It is not operating in a principled manner. They are operating on a partisan basis. Because this system in a moon and therefore with the investigation. So except something is going on, while there's nothing going on. So to me, to sanitize with the but it is actually a batting toothless dog.
All right, Mkoma Godfrey, nguwa ndia inenge ya choji. Kana na Mkoma Sakatipei mazo, enye kupetisira pa msorope nya ya tukurukura. Nema ondre nya iyo fara ugadziri, so say.
The only solution is to remove the oath. Because it is only a fool who repeat one and the same thing over and over and expect a different result. So the best solution is to remove the old system and put the new system, which is corrupt-free in a with good corporate governance. That is the only solution for now.
Mm-hmm. I want to kunza eva kura one tinotenda zukuru nekwa nesu naspachurongwa tinotenda.
Thank you very much.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Godfrey Kuraone, oeva ndeli pigisayo, ibanda ele MDC. So, 4 minutes, uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, asizweni ukuthi uMabutho uthini. Mabutho, usakhonekta ngwani but?
Ngikhona but.
Qhiba uhlelo but.
Yeah, hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba elithelanika lona namhlanje. Kodwa what's disappointing ukuthi abantu aba-understand ukuthi izakhi umsebenzi wayo ngowani. Izakhi doesn't catch and release. Izakhi ingathola information yokuthi umuntu ukhora they investigate. Umuntu lona bangambopha uye court. It's now up to the court ukuthi decide ukuthi yenzani ngomuntu lowo. I think korokho kumele kube clear abantu beku-understand. Indaba ye-catch and release le I think i-social media talk. Release wabo ku-free bail umsebenzi ye-court. And uhulumende cannot interfere there. So kumele abantu bebekwazi ama-functions ama-institutions ethu. But over and above, I think abantu kumele befunde ukubekezela like I said. Ngalukhethe the 5-year mandate, we just finished our 5th year. So kusese le minyaka ethize ukuthi sigcwalisise lokho esakuthembisa abantu. It's too early to actually judge uhulumende lo khona le mzamo yakhe ama-economic policies. Imisebenzi ukhulumile uminister of finance from January, we are moving into productivity and job creation. Let's wait and see what happens there. Thank you very much.
Ungakahambi Mabutho, intsha yeZimbabwe kumele bayenzeni ukuze indaba le enkohlakalo iphele. Intsha kumele bayenzeni?
Intsha kumele isekele imizamo kumbe imikhankaso eyaqaliswa iZanu PF Youth League. You know, people should not be afraid. People kumele be. I'm sure izakhi le toll free number, wherever you see corruption, woba wasi corruption leyani ibulala ikusasa yakho. Report that corruption as neatly as it is. Because corruption, Nafkuma, we are looking into the big wigs, Lama ministers. I think EIT, Avantara Nengabala. But the corruption is in Uwe and Kwakwen. Umitwe the police, Aula Life, Uenzan, Upatali Mali, that is corruption. So I think all men would think that you can't say corruption at the corner of one thing, Monka Zimbabwe. So I can't because Latin Apesua Kwon, let's face his team, let's see them sooner. I think as we move forward, we can have a corruption free country.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa Mabutho, thank you so much ngokuba lathi kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. We really really appreciate it and I look forward to having you again soon but
ngiyabonga ukuba namba.
All right, Zimbabwe muhle, sesifikile emaphethelweni yohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki tasvika kumagumo. Nasi muchirongwa tanga tinava Godfrey Kuraone webato rinopikisa bato reMDC iro rinotungamirwa na advocate Nelson Chamisa. Tatinava Mabutho Moyo umo weve chidiki webato reZANU PF. Uyeze tanga tinava Kelvin Mandula wechidiki arichi zvara cheZimbabwe arikugara kuno kuku America. He is a political analyst. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tichizea nyaya yo corruption. Tichizwa kubva kwamuri imi hearing from you, the youth of Zimbabwe, ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo, how is it affecting you? And abantu ngempela lingenile maphinda newuhando wenyu. Tichipeta chirongwa regaindiwe nokuthi vanhu vari kuti chipa social media. Undlela Dube uthi shame on you Mabutho, I wonder ukuthi uphiwa malini kuzanu PF. Hi. Uvusi Musi uthi the only problem is ZANU PF. Kunomunye umlaleli uke wabhala wathi kumele silethe uTinashe Jonas kuthiwa he's the solution to Zimbabwe's problems. Asi ndinotenda zvikuru Zimbabwe muhle, ndinotenda. Thank you so much for joining us. Anono kuoneka ine mutaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.